Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Hi, my naam is Philippine. Skakel elke woensdagoggend tussen 9 en 11 in vir Coffee Date met Philippine. Ja, jy het reg gehoor. So sit die ketel aan, maak die koffie, skop die skoene uit en geniet. Filippense 4 vers 12 en 13. Ek weet om verneder te word. Ek weet ook om oorvloed te hê. In elke opsig is ek onderrig, om versadig te word as om honger te ly, om oorvloed te hê sowel as om gebrek te ly. Ek is tot alles in staat deur Christus wat my die krag gee. Goeiemôre. Wat 'n wonderlike manier om hierdie program te begin, net om te kan verklaar in die atmosfeer. Ek is tot alles in staat deur Christus wat my die krag gee. Nou ja, welkom aan al die luisteraars. Wees in die huis. Ek sien hier is al een dametjie wie in die huis is. Ek wonder waar is die ander ene. Maar ek wil vandag hê jy moet sommer vir my 'n boodskap stuur en sê ek Yvonne of ek Petulia of wie ook al daar is wie ingeskakel is, is tot alles in staat. Deur Christus wie my die krag gee. Ja. Die Here doen dit vir ons wanneer ons voel ons kan nie aangaan nie. Dan weet ons die Here kom deur op 'n wonderbaarlike wyse en hy gee jou daai krag. Daai krag wat daai bonatuurlike krag man wat jy dalk vandag net mag kort kom. Nou ja, dis die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Kom hier is 'n boodskapie wat deurgekom het. Ons hoor gou wat sê hierdie dametjie vir ons vandag op hierdie lieflike woensdagoggend, die dag wat die Here gemaak het. Groete in die wonderlike naam van Koning Jesus.
Goeiemôre alle Radio Cape Pulpit luisteraars en Lady PM. Sy is in die huis. Vanoggend is ek ingeskakel. Al die pad van United States
come of Elsie's River. Come on.
Vir my voorreg om vanoggend ingeskakel te wees. En ek sien uit na 'n lieflike program vanoggend. Ietsie interessant gebeur vanoggend. Mm-hmm. Want die gas, John O'Green,
kyk hoe gee sy die game weg.
Coffee shop. En hy het vanoggend 'n date met iemand op Coffee Date. So dit behoort baie interessant te wees vanoggend. John, baie welkom in die atelier.
Kyk hoe gee sy die game weg.
Dis aanhalingstekens in die atelier. Ons sien uit na 'n lieflike program en ons sien uit na die bemoediging wat jy vanoggend vir een en elkeen gaan wees. Die Here seën julle. Geniet hierdie dag verder.
Cheryl Walskut is in die huis en sy het sommer die gas ook bekend gestel. Kan jy dit glo? Dankie Shay, baie dankie dat jy ingeskakel is en dankie vir jou bemoedigende woorde. Kom ons kyk, wie is die volgende gas voor ek 'n pragtige lied vir julle gaan speel? Hierdie persoon sê goeiemôre my dierbare koffiedייט koningskind. Lady PM Stellies is in die huis met 'n pragtige sonskynoggend en dis niemand anders nie as Petulia. Sy is in die huis. En ja, hier sê iemand, laat ek gou sien wat sê die persoon. Ons luister. Amen. Ons is in die huis. My vriend, dit is kom nou van Morgan, Pastor Morgan Dennison en Ricardo Bennett. Hulle is in die huis. Jo. Mense, die boodskapies kom deur. Ek het 'n paar platskoentjies aangetrek want ek moet nou deur hierdie boodskapies draf. Ek sê vir julle, ek moet draf deur hierdie boodskapies. Kom ons luister.
Môre Filippin, dis Graham en Blouberg Strand is in die huis. Lekker dag, God bless you baie.
Daar sê 'n Graham van Blouberg Strand is in die huis. Ja, Blouberg Strand is in die huis. Wie is nog in die huis?
Goeiemôre Filippin en goeiemôre aan al die koffiedייט luisteraars. Wat 'n baie mooi dag het ons vandag gekry van die Here en ek wil sê ek is tot alles in staat. Die Christus wat vir my die krag gee. Amen. Halleluja. Dis Ricardo Benet hier so en ek wil net sê ek is ingeskakel. Ek is nou in die huis. en ek het my goeie vriend hier saam met my, Pastor Morgan.
Welkom, Pastor Morgan.
Hallo, Pastor. Hallo, Filippine. Ons geniet die stem.
Amen.
Prys die wonderlike naam van die
Here. Amen.
Mooi dag vir almal en ons geniet sommer vanoggend lekker, sommer baie lekker vanoggend geniet ons die koffiedייט. En daar was ons hadden zoveel van het. Laat hoor, hoe gaat het hier bij mij?
Uitsa. Het kan soos muziek in my ore, mense. Nadat ek alreeds 3 koppies koffie achter die blad het. Baie welkom, Ricardo Burnett is in the house. Altijd so getrou. En natuurlijk, Pastor Morgan Dennison. O, welkom. Die ander boodskapies gaan ek lees net na hierdie prachtige lied. Kom ons luister na hierdie lied gesing deur New Wine, terwyl ek my gas op die lyn gaan kry. Gesing deur Hillsongs. Wat 'n pragtige manier om die dag te begin. Die pragtige lied gesing deur Hillsong, New Wine. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Ek dink ons kan almal vandag net dit voor die Here lê. Wow, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. En jy is natuurlik ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, die program Dum 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 Dum. Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM en ja, our boy is in the house, none other than Jono Green is in the house. Maar nou voor ek hom gaan bekendstel, laat ek net gou die 120,000 boodskappe lees wat deurgekom het. Kom ons kyk gou hier, wat sê die boodskappies vir ons nog? Sjo, die mense is in die huis.
Goeiemôre Lady Sonneblom, Janet is in die huis. Ek is alles in staat, die Christus wat my die krag gee. Dit is so 'n pragtige sonskyndag vir almal. Geseënde dag vir almal en elke gas. Dankie, Lady Sonneblom.
Oh, dankie Jeanette van Vlottenburg is in die huis. Baie dankie vir jou pragtige boodskapie, Jeanette. En ek is bly dat jy dit in die atmosfeer kan verklaar. Jy is tot alles in staat, die Christus wat jou die krag gee. En hier sê Limon Winterbach sê vir ons, Limol Winterbach is tot alles in stadie, Jesus Christus, wat my die krag is, sy is ingeskakel, sy is in die huis, welkom Limol, lekker om vandag vir jou weer saam met ons te hee, en hier sê iemand, ek is tot alles in stadie, Christus, wat my die krag gee, goeiemôre Lady P, Mul is in die huis, welkom Mul, dis lekker om vir jou saam met ons te hee, goeiemôre Lady PM, ek is tot alles in stadie, Christus, wat my die krag gee, ek is in die huis, Cynthia van Potterville, welkom, nee, kyk, sy sê maar, elke woensdag oggend is sy in die huis, en goeiemôre Lady PM, Yvonne is in die huis, en het lyk my Yvonne, eet nie vandag haar toast met haar Evo nie, want sy sê net, sy is in die huis. Welkom, Iwan. Welkom. Man, jy is meer as welkom. Goeiemôre, Lady P, Wilma van Woester. Ek is tot alles in stadie, Christus wat my die krag gee. Halleluja, amen. Welkom. Sjoe. Woester word goed verteenwoordig. Welkom, Wilma. Lekker om vir jou saam met ons te hee. En al die pad van Elim. Sê Francisca, geseende dag, Lady PM, ek, Francisca, stort alles in staat, deur koning Jesus, wat my die krag gee, amen, seën groete, Elim is in die huis, ja, nee, kyk, Elim, daar is 'n bietjie van my roots daar, hoor, nou ja, luisteraars, dit is nou vir my 'n voorreg, 'n baie groot voorreg, om hierdie besondere man, ek sê altyd, hy het so 'n lighartige karakter, nie 'n ligsinnige karakter nie, jylle moet hom baie mooi verstaan, hy het 'n lighartige karakter, want die blydskap van die Here is sy beskutting, en dis nie maar anders nie, as Jono Green. Jono, baie welkom hier by Coffee Date.
Hallo, everything and what, hoe gaan het met jylle?
Soos jylle kan hoor.
Lady PM, ek hoor aan nou, ek is maar nou Mr. International.
Nee?
As mense dan van welkom, of wat, waar was het?
Woester?
Yes.
Elim?
Is fair.
Is baie fair, hoor. Nee, kyk.
Ek was nog nooit in Woester nie.
Jy is bevoorreg, hoor. Ek moet sê, jy is baie bevoorreg, Jonne. Baie bevoorreg, ne? Die mense kom van ver af, en hier steer Ricardo en Pastor Dennis Morgan, Morgan Dennison vir ons. Vir ons 'n bietjie van hulle self. Ja, nee, Ricardo het sy koffiedייט sweater aan, en hulle smile hier van oor tot oor. Hulle is excited, man, om vandag hulle is excited, man.
Hulle is lekker afschouwerig, ne?
Soos jy altyd sê, hulle is lekker excited, mintnis. net nog so'n enekie, so wat ek wil lees, Jonah, môre familie Gauteng is in die huis. Die skrif is my declaration die week. Ja, hoor jy da? Ek is tot alles in staat deur Christus wat my die krag gee. Alle prys aan ons God en dit kom van niemand anders nie as Pastor Lenet van Gauteng is in die huis. Welkom, welkom, wow. Welkom. Wow. Nou ja, Jonah. Sjoe, die rooi tapijt is vir jou uitgelê. En ja, jy's mos 'n koningskind. En is lekker om te dag vir jou hier saam met ons te kan hê. Weer eens baie welkom, Jonah. Vertel ons 'n bietjie oor jouself. Ek wil dit nou gedoen het, maar toe dink ek nee, ek los dit vir jou. Vertel vir ons, wie is Jonah? Is hy getroud? Het hy kinders? Net so 'n stukkie, waar is hy gebore?
Okay, baie vlugtigies, né?
Baie vlugtigies.
Right, ek is Jonah Green, gebore in Mitchells Plain. Ek is 'n man. Getroud met 'n baie pragtige vrou, Samantha Green. En ek is 'n pa van 4 kinders. Ja, ouderdom 20 tot en met 2 jaar oud. So.
Okay.
Ja. My oudste is 20 en my jongste is 2 jaar.
Nee, maar jy lyk nog soos 21, man.
Ek lyk maar so. I don't feel that way when I wake up in the morning, but yes, I look that way.
En Jonah, wees vol vry om Engels te praat, hoor. Geen probleem nie, hoor. Nou ja, Jonah, kom ons journey gou 'n bietjie saam met jou. Jy weet die pad waar jy nou op die oomblik is. Jy het so 'n jy weet jy het 'n manier om mense, jy het daai gift gekry om mense te laat lag. Want jy kom uit 'n situasie uit wat dit nie altyd so maklik was nie om te kan lag nie, om te kan gelukkig wees nie. En jy het ook al die moeilike pad van egskeiding geloop nadat jy vir 9 jaar getroud was. En jy weet, soms besef mens nie dat baie mans ook deur hierdie trauma gaan nie, Jonah. So deel asseblief jou ondervinding hiervan met die luisteraars.
Okay. I think for me, and I'm going to speak English because it's better for me to explain this in English.
Go ahead.
I think for me, I grew up in a very spiritual or Christian home.
Mm.
Okay, I was baptized at the age of 13. And I then met this woman that I fell head over heels in love with, you know. I was 21 at the time or 22 at the time.
Mm.
So I didn't experience much of life, okay? Mm. I never experienced what it was like going clubbing. I never experienced what it was like going partying and stuff like that because of the home situation that I grew up in.
Mm.
Not that it's a bad thing. It's a really good thing.
Mm. So yeah.
I met this woman, and she offered me something different. And so I fell in love with the idea of being different and enjoying life differently.
Mm.
Anyway, we got married about a year later. And yeah, we were married for 9 years. And in that time, I left church. I stopped going to church. I wanted nothing to do with church. I wanted nothing to do with church people.
Mm.
I loved my life the way I felt was necessary.
Mm.
Or I felt that I missed out on things in my younger years.
Yeah.
Right. We were married for 9 years. But I won't say it was 9 years of hell, but it was 9 years of turmoil.
Mm.
Always fighting, constant arguments. It wasn't great.
Mm.
Many times we threatened divorce, but because of where I come from and my background and the foundation that my parents laid for me, I believe that marriage is sanctity, you know.
Yes.
There's this thing about marriage that what God has joined, let no man put asunder, let no man separate.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my geloof, you know. And so doesn't matter what happened in our marriage, I wasn't going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Until eventually we reached the 9 year mark and I just couldn't anymore.
Mm.
But by this time I had changed my way of thinking.
Mm.
I looked at my two boys and I said, I have to offer them more because what I'm offering them is not great.
Mm.
I have to offer them more. And anyway, got divorced the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, My goodness.
En ja, het was tough.
Yeah. Yes. And Jonah, you also said you were someone who had more than enough. You had a very comfortable life. You lacked nothing. While you were still married. Can you share that part of your life, you know, of we'll call it abundance, you know, where you had everything? Just share a part of that story to the listeners.
Yeah, so look, at the time, my wife was earning a good salary. I was earning a decent salary. We managed to buy our house 2 years into our marriage. We bought a house, our own house at least, in Mitchell's Plain. We lived there for about 6 months. Then we moved out of there to the northern suburbs. We then bought another house at a later stage. So, you know, we had two houses at one stage. We had two houses. She had a good job. I had a good job. In the last couple of months or the last couple of years before we got divorced, we had two cars. And I'm not talking about, you know, cheap cars. It was the one car was a brand new car that was bought out of the box.
Sure.
We were one of the first people in South Africa to own a car like that. Yeah, so look, I lived a good life.
Yeah.
We could open our fridge and we had. We could open our freezer and we had.
Yeah.
We had money for cigarettes. We had money for alcohol every day, every weekend.
Mm.
We had our friends come over and we would have parties and heavy parties for the whole weekend from Thursday right through to Sunday, to Monday morning sometimes.
Mm.
So we had in abundance.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everything changed, Jonah. Everything changed after your divorce. It was just the opposite that happened to you. You lost almost everything. Please share that with the listeners.
Okay, so when we decided to get divorced, she had already drawn up divorce papers, and because she worked in the legal field, the papers were drawn up in such a way that it benefited her. Right? And because I was ignorant and I just wanted out of this thing, I signed the papers. So in turn, I signed over everything to her. We had bought new furniture the month before we got divorced. We bought new furniture. I don't know why, but anyway, I signed for it. And anyway, So the day we split our ways, she went her way. She moved to a new place. I moved into my mom. I moved back to my mom. And I shared a room with my brother, my younger brother.
Yeah.
He slept on a single bed. I slept on a single bed.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I left with was a tea set or coffee set, whatever it's called. And the clothes that I had, that I owned. And I left with my two boys.
Okay. And how did you adapt to this kind of life? I mean, after you lost everything. How did you adapt to a life?
Yeah, Lady PM is moeilijk, man.
Ek sal het geloof. Is het moest nou van nou hoog af, ja.
Ja, van baie het.
Ja.
Tot luxie. Het was moeilijk.
Ja.
Because at the time, the job that I was doing wasn't paying much, so I couldn't afford to live on my own, which obviously would have been the ideal.
Yes.
I remember the bed that I slept on because, like I said, she had all the furniture. I gave her everything. I wanted nothing. So the bed that I was sleeping on was a single bed that my mom somehow. She had a spare single bed, but there wasn't a mattress, or there was a mattress. I can't remember the proper story, but I know the mattress I slept on was so junk that the springs were sticking out and it was poking me in my sides while turning. I couldn't afford to buy a mattress, not even a foam mattress.
Sure.
So it was buying me. Like my youngest son slept with my mom.
Yeah.
My eldest son slept in the lounge on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Jono, kom ons vat net gou 'n breek, Jono. As ek weet dat ek weet dit vat baie om so te praat oor die dinge wat in die verlede gebeur het, but it's also to encourage someone else today. They can also say, but ek is ook nou daar. Maar ek luister nou na die man se getuienis en ek is nou opgelig. So vat gou 'n breekie. Jy het mos daarmee by G-Squared Coffee jou eie besigheid waar ons later gaan gesels. So geniet daai koffie en luister as ek sien die boodskappe deur gekom. Net na hierdie station promo en na Frida Wallenhoven vir ons gaan sing, gaan ons terugkom en ons gaan verder gesels. Ons gaan verder journey met Jono Green wie vandag my gas is. Jono, vat net so 'n break en bly vir my op die lyn, hoor.
Thank you.
All right. Die pragtige lied gesing deur niemand anders nie as Frida Wallenhoven. Yes, ek en my huis, ons sal die Here dien. Net so 'n paar boodskapies wat deurgekom het en dan gaan ons verder met Jono Green, my gas van vandag. Hy is hier my gesels met ons oor sy getuienis. En kom ons luister net gou wat sê hierdie persoon vir ons.
Good morning Lady PM and all the listeners and our very, very handsome guest, Jono. Good morning to everyone. Yeah, I'm tuned in. Well, I need to still make more coffee because I was so excited. I drank all my coffee even before. So looking forward to a great, beautiful interview. Thank you. God bless. Amina Jewel.
Yes, Amina Jewel is in the house. The queen of gospel jazz. En weet julle wat mense? Dat is môre haar verjaarsdag. So enige een wat dalk nou al vir 'n verjaardag boodskapie wil deurstuur, dit is geen probleem nie. Ek sê altyd, man, as mos die hele jou hele verjaardag maand is vir jou uitgelê. So as jy haar wil wish en vir net daar's opwindende dinge wat gebeur, maar ek gaan nie baie veel daarvan sê nie. Omdat ek vir binnekort in die ateljee by my gaan hê om te kom gesels oor haar nuwe vrystelling, haar nuwe album en wat die Here in haar lewe ook gedoen het tot en met nou. Maar Vrydag is dit haar bekendstelling van haar launch van Vrydag plaas, ja, op Heritage Day. Gaan ons dit saam met haar vier, want die woord van die Here sê, wees bly saam met die wat bly is. So as jylle bly is, stuur vir haar 'n lekker boodskapie deur en laat vir haar baie spesiaal voel, want sy is baie spesiaal. Sy is altyd 'n getroue luisteraar wat inskakel. So, Amina Jewel, I hope you're going to have a blessed day tomorrow and the day and the days to come. May God always be the center of your joy. Maar nou ja, mense, sy is iemand wat baie lief is vir die Here en wat 'n powerful testimony het en sy gaan dit weer deel met ons op die 20ste Oktober. Ja, die datum is uitgesit. Maar nou ja, vir u wat sopas ingeskakel het, dit is die program Coffee Date op jou gunsteling radiostasie, Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en Coffee Date word met trots gebring deur Intercape Bus vervoer dien. Hulle is veilig, betroubaar en bekostigbaar. En vir meer inligting kontak hulle by www.intercape.co.za. Maar nou, as ek terug by Jono en hy gesels nog verder met ons oor sy testimony. Jono, terwyl jy daar lê op daardie bed, weer eens baie welkom. Terwyl jy daar lê op daai bed waar die springe nie meer so lekker van is nie en jy voel jy steek iets in jou rug en alles die, het daar tog het 'n baie wonderlike ervaring daar met die Here opgedoen. Kan jy dit asseblief met die luisteraars deel, Jono? Weereens baie welkom.
Yes, thanks. Once again, thank you for having me. And look, so I'm laying on this bed one evening and I'm depressed. I'm telling you, because now I've rededicated my life to the Lord, and I said to God that I want to be a child of Him. And but you know how it is when you decide to do something good.
Mm.
And there's always that opposition that comes.
Yes.
It's like with Nehemiah. And anyway, I'm laying on that bed and I'm looking up at the ceiling and it is winter time and it's cold. And I'm laying under the blanket and I speak to God and I say, and I start questioning Him, and I say, Lord, I don't understand all this time, for 9 years, things were going okay for me. Mm. You know, I had everything. I had money. I had cars. I had friends. I had, ek het alles gehad. En ek sê dit vir die Here, but now, dat ek nou decided om weer my liefde vir jou te gee, now it seems like everything is gone. It's gone from bad to worse.
Mm.
It's like, why, Lord, why?
Yeah.
And God ministers to me eventually after I've prayed and I've fallen asleep. And I fell in a deep sleep that night. And God ministers in a dream. He ministers to me. Luke chapter 15. Lucas was the 15 van verse 11. From verse 11. And it speaks about the prodigal son.
Yeah.
And, you know, I woke up the next morning. In the dream, I just see myself. And I see myself sitting in this mess, sitting in the mud, sitting in the dirt. Oh. And I'm looking up towards heaven with my hands stretched out open wide. And I'm just looking, and the tears are just rolling down my face.
Oh. Oh.
And I remember waking up the morning and my cheeks were still soaking wet from the tears. And I'm like, in the mud, I wrote Luke 15, verse 11.
Oh, wow.
And I opened up my Bible. And I read Luke chapter, and it just reminded me again about the prodigal son and God.
Oh.
And at the end of it all, when I finished reading it, I ended with a smile. And I said, thank you, Lord, because I hear what you're saying.
Mm.
And what I got out of that story, what for me, is, doesn't matter where you find yourself, doesn't matter what you've been through or what you're going through. But where you are in that mud, if you still have the ability to look up towards heaven, and if you still have the ability to open up your arms, stretch your arms wide, in a posture of worship, in a posture of gratitude, in a posture of thanksgiving, in a posture of praise, if you can do that, and you are complete, and you completely surrender everything over to God, then He will lift you out of that mud. And just like the prodigal son's father was waiting for him at the end of the road, that is how God is waiting for us. But it is our responsibility to get up.
Yeah.
And God is telling me, Jono, get up, stand up. And I got up that morning, and I decided that, yes, I rededicated my life, but in that moment, I recommitted my life. I surrendered everything over to Him, complete and utter surrender.
Praise
to the Father.
God. I like what you
said.
Wow.
And that is the encounter that I had with God that day. It was an amazing encounter.
Complete and utter surrender. There was no way of turning back. Oh, wow. Luisteraars, ek is baie gestig deur Jonathan se getuienis dat dit regtig waar, dit stig my weer van oor af dat dit die moeite werd is om die Here te dien. He really took you out of the miry clay. Really, Jonah, if you can. You know, while you were saying that, you know, how you were laying there in the mud, I was just thinking of that scripture where it says it takes you out of the miry clay. So, luisteraars, wat 'n testimony so ver. En die Boeing is besig om te styg. This kingdom Boeing is busy getting going now. So, Jonah, wow. Jy stig my regtig. Now, Jonah, what have you learned? What lessons have you learned? Especially after, you know, you were going through this terrible time of not, you know, having anything. Daai tyd van swaar kry. Wat het jy daaruit geleer nadat jy die Here in jou lewe aangeneem het?
One of the first songs that I remember when I came back, started going to church again. One of the first songs is from Israel, A New Breed.
Mm-hmm.
That says, Jesus at the center of it all.
Well, you can always sing it for us if you want to.
Maybe at a later stage.
At a later stage, okay. No problem. No pressure. Okay.
So that song, it really meant a lot to me because the biggest lesson I learned is that, you know, in my marriage, I knew who God was, but He wasn't in my marriage at the time. In my life, in my younger years, even before I got married, I knew about God because I was involved in church. I was in church ministry. I was in youth ministry.
Yes.
I was preaching. I was teaching. I led different cell groups. You know, so I did those things, but I didn't really know God. I knew about him and I thought about him, but I didn't really know him.
Yeah.
And the biggest lesson that I learned through that whole experience was getting to know who God was. The next lesson I learned was that nothing I have or nothing that I've accomplished or niks wat ek gedoen het of niks wat ek het nie has any value if God is not in it.
Oh wow.
And so that two lessons are the biggest lessons, and that's two lessons that I always teach people today. And I teach it to my kids. I say, no matter what you have, if God is not in it, there's no value in it. No matter what you do, if God is not in it, there's nothing. It has no value to it. And that is where that song, Jesus at the center of it all.
Sure.
Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. And everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. And that for me, Lady PM, just that verse where it says, everything revolves around you.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus is not the center, then nothing adds value to your life.
True.
Then nothing matters. Nothing else matters besides Jesus.
Praise God. I think you already answered my next question, but anything else, how can you motivate people to serve God wholeheartedly, completely?
Like I said, complete surrender. Complete and utter surrender.
Yeah.
It's not an easy task, you know. I suffered with pride and I suffered with ego because I always believed that I have the ability to do everything.
Yeah.
You know? And I want to encourage people and say, listen, let's put off our pride. Let's put off our arrogance. Let's lay down.
Come on.
Let's lay down our egos.
That's right.
Because ons is tot niks in staat sonder die Here nie.
Come on. Wow, I love it.
I cannot do anything if I'm not powered by God.
Yes.
If I'm not empowered by God. Because He's the one that gives me the power. He's the one that gives me the energy. He's the one that gives me the strength. He's the one that gives me the courage.
Amen.
You know, and I want to encourage you, young men, young woman,
yes,
I'm speaking to you this morning. I want to tell you that whatever you aspire and whatever your dreams are, whatever your aspirations are, if God is not in it, you are going to be unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
Your finances, you can have the best cars, the best houses, you can have all those things.
Yes,
but if God is not in it, there's no happiness, there's no joy.
Amen.
Seek the face of God.
Wow.
That's my encouragement.
Oh, thank you so much, Jono. Wow, mense. Ek ervaar so die krag van die Here in hierdie ateljee. Ek ervaar sy teenwoordigheid. Ek ervaar dat die Here vir ons met ons wil praat. And it's time for us to come back to the heart of worship. Dit voel net vir my, Jono, dit is net so 'n worship session wat hier besig is om plaas te vind. So jy gaan nog sommer baie vir ons moet sing, Jono. He says, Cheryl Wolskut, come on, sing it, Jono. So laat ek net gou nog 'n paar boodskapies lees, Jono. En dan gaan ek jou weer vra om net so 'n break te vat, Matt. Wow, what a powerful testimony. Oh my word. Kom ons kyk net gou wat sê Ricardo Benet hier vir ons.
Wow. Lady PM, and Jono Green, my friend. Yeah. I'm so blessed, I'm so moved and touched and encouraged by your testimony this morning. And like Philippine said, the Boeing is just taking off.
Amen.
But yeah, I'm so blessed. Thank you for singing that song. You really just blessed us. I'm with Pastor Morgan in the car.
Hi, Pastor Morgan.
Just blessed us, my brother.
Amen. Yes, it's very encouraging, my brother.
Thank you, Pastor Morgan.
Amen.
Baie dankie, baie dankie. Thank you so much that you are still tuned
dankie,
in.
Dankie, my vriende, man.
Ja, hy sê vir julle baie, baie, baie dankie. Ek gaan hom nou weer net so 'n breek gee. En ek gaan nog daar is nog 'n paar ander boodskapies wat ek ook moet lees. Maar na die breek kom ons terug en we're going deeper. We're going deeper with his testimony, with his journey. Mense, ek voel soos iemand wat sweef terwyl ek nou hier in die ateljee sit. I sense the tangible presence of God in this place. And like I always say, ek sê dit altyd, voor ek met my program begin, Jonah, dan sê ek altyd, Holy Spirit, take the platform, it's yours. And that is exactly what we are doing today. We are giving the platform to the Holy Spirit. We are just the instrument. So Jonah, so ver sien jy ons regtig waar, baie, baie, baie. So vat net weer so 'n breekie, bly op die lyn vir my, en dan luister ons na die volgende lied, gesing deur Days of David, en hulle sing vir ons, U is. Ja, en ons het geluister na Days of David, dat is die groep en die lied se naam is U is. Die tyd nou amper 5 minute voor 10 en jy is natuurlik ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Maak Kaapse Kansel vandag jou daglikse reisgenoot en dit is natuurlik die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Ja, ek sit hier met my voorskootjie aan om vir julle te dien en is ons nie tot so ver gebles nie. Nou vir die wat dalk nou uitgemis het, ek gesels met niemand anders nie as Jonah Green en het hy nie vir ons so ver gebles nie. Ek moet tog net hierdie boodskapies gou lees, Jonah, want die mense is regtig waar diep geraak. Diep geraak. Hoor wat sê hierdie persoon. Wow, what a testimony. I'm in awe. What a God. What an amazing God we serve. We need to completely surrender to him and him alone. Jesus is the center of it all. Sê verder, amen, sis P, as I sit here by my desk, I just felt the presence of my Lord coming over me. Oh my goodness. Wow. Praise God. That is exactly what I experienced. And that is Pastor Lynette from Gauteng. She's still tuned in. And here somebody says, ek is so gebles vanoggend, Jonah en Lady P. God se teenwoordigheid was al oor dit wat plaasgevind het vanoggend. En ek dank papa dat hy die sifting toelaat in die tyd en dat die Davids hulle regterlike plekke inneem. Lots of love and blessings dat kom van Limo Winterbach. Sy is nog steeds ingeskakel. Dankie Limo, baie, baie dankie. Ons waardeer jou. En dan sê, wow, hier sê Amina Jewel, beautifully sung, Jono, wow. Praise God for your life. Wow. Baie dankie vir al die boodskappe. Thank you. That was, of course, the queen of gospel jazz. Yes, she's still in the house. She is still in the house. The lady of the moment. Ja, sy verjaar môre. En ons kan nie wag vir die dag om aan te breek nie. Nog, Jono, nog net so 'n stemnotetjie wat deurgekom het, wat ek ook net graag wil lees. Ja, die boodskappe kom wonderlik in. Mense wat diep geraak is. Ons gee die Here al die eer.
Liewe Lady PM, ek kan nie vir jou vertel in woorde hoeveel vreugde jou program op woensdagoggend vir my bring nie. Ons is geleer van kleins af, as jy na die woord van die Here luister, dan sit jy mooi stil, met oortjies gespit. Maar jy het die wonderlikste gaste.
Prys die Here.
En terwyl hulle besig is om hulle getuienisse te lewer en jy die mooiste musiek speel, ek is besig om danspassies uit te voer al om my bedjies wat ek my bed opmaak en wanneer jy moeg my bubble partykie laat bars, dan onthou ek, soos wat jou gas ook gesê het, ek is tot alles in staat, jy Christus wat my krag gee.
Baie
dankie vir jou program, baie seën vir jou en dit is wonderlik om na jou te luister, elke druppel sink in.
Amen.
Baie dankie. Tata.
Oh, baie dankie Louise. Louise is ingeskakel, ja. Sy is nou elke woensdag is sy ingeskakel, Jono. En ons sê baie dankie. Baie dankie Louise. Ag man, alles wat hier uitgaan, dit stige mens. So, nog 'n voice note, Jono. Nog 'n voice note, kom ons luister.
Goeiemôre Lady PM. Stellies is laat vir oggend. Ek wil tog net my niggie Margaret Holding sê, baie geluk met haar verjaarsdag.
Amen.
En God sal iets te sien. Mooi dag, Lady PM.
Dankie, Mary Samuel, sy is in die huis. En ons gas, Jonah Green, is in die huis. Baie dankie, Mary. al het jy ook laat ingeskakel, ag man, ons waardeer dit, ja. En nou, kom ons gaan voort, Weet jy, toe jy nou die Here begin dien, jy weet, soos jy gesê het, you fully surrendered unto him. The rewards started coming in, slowly but surely. En een van die rewards was dat jy het weer geluk gevind. You found someone in your
praise
life.
Praise the Lord.
En jy het weer iemand ontmoet vir Samantha en jylle is nou al 4 jaar getroud. Vertel ons van hierdie tweede kans op geluk wat aan jou gegeen is.
Wow. What can I say? There's so much to say. I don't think time is enough, Lady P. Yeah. But I'm gonna keep it really
short.
Yeah,
but you're going to come again. You're going to come into the studio.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes. Part two.
Net okay. Sumus.
Yeah. So, the same year I got divorced, right? Mm. After I had that amazing encounter with God, you know.
Yes.
I decided, okay, I'm not going to date, you know. I'm not going to get involved with any women. I need to get my relationship with God right. Yeah. Okay? But I also said to God, but just in case there is someone out there for me, you know, these are the things, these are the qualities that I'm looking for.
Mm.
First of all, she needs to love someone just as much as I love. She needs to love you, Lord,
yes,
just as much as I love you.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
There's no, what's the word?
Two ways about it.
But anyway, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is that she needs to love my children the way I love them.
Very important, yeah.
And then there were other, you know, minor things. And I met this woman through a mutual friend of ours, which turned out to be her cousin.
Hmm.
And her cousin just introduced us on Skype, and we started chatting, and eventually we started chatting every day. And then we were chatting for 2 weeks, and then we decided, let's meet.
Hmm.
And we met, and the minute this woman walked out of her gate at home, I saw the presence of God shining through her.
Oh, wow.
I saw, it was at night, but she was so illuminated that I was like, I was shocked. I was taken aback. And I always tell her, it's for my geval, man.
Yeah.
But the minute she walked out the door, I fell for her. Without really even knowing this woman. And, you know, we went on our first date. And all we spoke about was about God.
Mm,
our second date, we spoke about God. Our third date, we spoke about God. And it was something new to me.
Yes.
Samantha and I dated for 3 years. And in that 3 years, there were many times that she just said, why don't we just get married, you know?
Mm.
And I said, but I'm not ready. I told the day God said to me, no, you're never going to be ready, my boy.
Uh-huh.
And God said to me that I think it's time that you put the mark, put the ring on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Samantha and I got married 3 years
God.
After meeting.
Yeah.
And
3 years. You said 3 years. Okay.
3 years.
Resurrection
after we got
power.
After we met 3 years, we got married, and we've been married for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
In November this year, we'll be married 4 years.
Praise God. Sure.
Yeah.
When did
it's
you
been
say?
An amazing
when
ride.
Did you say? In December.
November.
November, my birthday month.
November.
G-squared coffee.
Your
ek is
birthday
op
month.
Ek is op pad.
Yes.
And you know, you say after 3 years, and you know what the number 3 stands for. It's resurrection power. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is so amazing, Jonah. Oh, man. Shoo. Toe draai die guns van die Here net so op jou. Wow. En Samantha is natuurlijk die drijfkracht achter jou. And besides God, of course. And she saw so much potential in you. Where you wanted to give up on yourself. But she saw something in you. Especially that beautiful voice that we just heard now while you were singing, worshiping God. Please share this with the listeners.
So, I don't think a lot of people know this about me, is that, first of all, I'm very shy.
Okay.
It doesn't come across that way, but I'm actually very shy. I'm, I don't know if it's the right word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's calm.
But I was also a very insecure person.
Okay.
My mom them say it's probably because I'm middle child syndrome. Ek sal nie weet nie.
Ons sê mos altyd ja, die middel ene is 'n ander ene.
I was very insecure.
Yeah.
Not only about singing, but about me in general. I was very insecure. People would say something negative, or they would pass a funny comment or something like that, and I would take it personal.
Yeah.
And I would either stop doing that thing, or I would stay away, okay. Or I would...
Jonah, I'm just going to ask you to just hold it right there for us.
Okay.
There's another break and a few adverts coming through, and then we're going to continue after this, hey? Just take a break now. Okay. So now we're going to listen to God Sorg Vir Jou, gesing deur Joyous Celebration, en dan is ons weer terug na 'n paar advertensies. Gesels ons weer met Jono. Enjoy. Ja, dis reg, en dis jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Die tyd 12 minute oor 10, en ek gesels met my gas vandag Jono Green, en hy deel sy getuienis saam met ons. En wow, mense is al wat ek net kan sê, as die Here is absoluut amazing. Die Here is absoluut groot. En as jy met ons wil gesels op die WhatsApp lyn, dis 0817291657. Ek herhaal 0817291657. Die SMS lyn 37988. En dan op Telegram kan jy ons ook kry, ook op 0817291657. En dan die berading afdeling is natuurlik 021 9 laat ek dit weer herhaal 021 9 1 7 0 0 0 2 1 9 1 7 0 0. Maar nou ja, Jono, weer eens welkom. Sjoe, die tyd stap aan, kan jy glo, maar is so lekker om vandag saam met jou te kan gesels, en jy stig ons regtig vandag, Jono, so weer eens baie welkom. Hallo, Jono, kan jy my hoor? Hallo, Jono.
Hi.
Daar is hy terug, ek het nou net gedink, waar is Jono dan nou, jong? Waar het ek hom nou verloor? Is jy daar?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Jono, jy het nog laatste met ons gesels oor Samantha. En dit wat sy in jou ontdek het, die potensiaal wat sy in jou gesien het, die sangtalent, deel dit asseblief met die luisteraars.
Okay, so with regards to Samantha, let me just tell you something quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha is someone that doesn't take no for an answer.
Okay. Good.
So I know she's listening. Babe, I love you. I love you, babe, but I have to say this. She doesn't take no for an answer.
Okay.
But she also has an eye for seeing potential.
Mm-hmm.
So when we met, she heard me singing one day in the car to a song. And she said to me, wow, you have a beautiful voice. And I said, thank you. I don't think so. But thank you.
Mm.
And she said, no, you must sing more, and you must sing out. You must sing open, you know,
yeah.
sing.
Mm.
And anyway, I would sing in church and whatever, but nothing major. And Samantha then said to me, babe, but I think you really have a talent, and you need to work at your talent.
Mm.
And anyway, I never, it's not that I didn't believe her. It's just that I wouldn't accept what she was saying to me because of my insecurities.
Yeah.
Someone once told me that I sing okay, but my voice isn't for any song and for every song.
Mm.
And I immediately took that as them saying my voice is not good enough. And I didn't sing for a long time after that, not even to myself in the shower. So look, through the whole process and through a lot of discussions and things, Samantha has made me believe that I have a beautiful voice.
Mm.
And I then took what she said and what other people have said. And I then started working with my voice and working on some projects and some on some things. So yeah.
Wow, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Die vrou wat geglo het haar man kan dit doen. Hier sê iemand, good morning Lady P. Wow. Jonah, what a powerful testimony and what an amazing God we serve. I'm so blessed to be able to call Jonah and Samantha friends. What remarkable people they are. God bless you. And this comes from Nadia Thomas, or is it Toms?
Wow.
Sy dit skryf Toms, maar ook sy het seker maar net die A uitgelaat. Nadia, welcome, welcome so much. Welcome, welcome, I mean, welcome. Thank you so much. And it's nice to have you with us today. Welcome. Nou, Jonah, ons moet nou begin te draf, jong. Ons moet nou begin te draf. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just see. Yeah, you said that you conquered your. Jy het aan 'n lae selfbeeld gelei, right? You had a low self-esteem and you also struggled with your identity. Right?
Yes.
So can you just share something more about that?
So I did a lesson once, and the lesson is called Mirror Mirror. And it was about my experiences, because every time I would look at myself in the mirror, I hated the person looking back at me. Mm. And I could never see anything good in that person, or anything beautiful, or anything amazing. Mm. And there's another song that says, also from Israel, Friend of God.
Mm.
And that song also ministered to me, and I'm not going to sing this one because I can't remember the song.
But
it's just about it's not what you think of yourself, but it's what God thinks of you.
Amen.
And when I look at myself in the mirror, I see all the past, I see the old me, I see the things that I've done, I see the hurt, I see the pain, I see the ugliness of who I was. But when God looks at me, he sees the reflection of himself looking back.
Mm.
And I had to come to learn that.
Yeah.
So I had to learn by just every morning when I look in the mirror, I tell myself, Jono, Jay, I love you, man.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. Wow,
And that is where it all started.
Yeah.
The scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I often ask myself the question, but if I love my neighbor as I love myself, how can I love my neighbor if I don't love me?
Mm.
So I need to love me in order for me to love someone else.
Amen, amen, amen.
And that is where that all starts. It starts powerful. With you. Starts by loving you.
Powerful. And so you gain victory, you know, of a lot of things. And today you just want to give God all the glory. But you also shared the stage with a couple of musicians and singers. Can you please share with the listeners?
Yeah, I think that was the most amazing thing. So I've sung on stage before, but it wasn't like anything big. And then a very good friend of mine, he coerced me into joining or being part of the lineup for an event.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, I was nervous. But anyway, I agreed to it, and yeah, I sang and I made my proper stage debut as a solo artist.
Oh.
On the stage.
Beautiful.
And that time I shared it like guys like Ricardo Burnett, Amina Joel, Shane Ray. I'm just dropping names because
yes,
I can was now.
Can.
So I sang with some big people. I'm currently singing with a group called World of Worship. I'm part of the choir.
I know them, yes.
With Warren Hendricks.
Mm.
And yeah, so from there, things have just snowballed.
Mm.
I'm busy with some new projects and other things as well.
That's
wonderful. So yeah, it's just an amazing journey.
Amen, amen. Now, Jono, I know there are a lot of maybe potential artists who are tuned in today, or maybe some of them who says, but I so much want to sing. I know I've got the talent, but I'm suffering from a low self-esteem. How can you inspire others today? What positive advice can you give to them?
So Lady PM, that was me. I was that person that I never believed. I always knew I had the talent, but I never believed in the talent that I had.
Mm.
And until I started appreciating me, Aye. And started appreciating my voice. I still don't think that I have the wildest of voices, you know? But if God finds it fit for me to be on a stage with amazing artists, then what does that say about me? And so I want to encourage that person that feels that they are not enough or they are not good enough. God chose you, man. God blessed you with a gift. And that gift belongs to Him. You know, if someone gives you a gift,
amen,
they expect you to use it.
Yes.
And so don't hold on to the gift. Don't be like that, like the one slave or the one servant that went to go and bury his talents. Don't bury your talent. Use your talent to the glory of God.
Come on.
Another thing is, stop listening to what other people are saying.
Yes.
Because people are always going to have something negative to say about you. Nobody's ever going to appreciate you. But listen to the one person that tells you, hey, that was amazing. Or, yes, hey, God, you have a beautiful voice. Or, wow, that blessed me so much. Wow. And use that. Build on that. Build on the positives. Ignore the negatives. As hard as it is, ignore the negatives and build on the positives.
Amen.
Because God loves a cheerful giver. And when you give and when you offer, God appreciates that.
Amen.
It's a sweet smelling savor to the nostrils of God.
Amen.
That's my encouragement to you.
Wow. You know, Jonah, just on Sunday, the message went out that we should come out of the circle of the destiny blockers. And you just confirmed it. And Nadia Thomas sê vir my, sy was so excited toe, sy het die ei uitgelos. So sy is nie Nadia Thomas nie, sy is Nadia Thomas. Sy sê, I was too excited. Thanks Nadia. No, it's fine. Jono het sommer vir jou onthalwe, het hy dit sommer gekorrigeer. Now, Jono, we have to rush. Today, you are the proud owner of G Squared Coffee. But you opened this business, you opened this coffee shop during hard lockdown, am I right?
Yes, correct.
Now share those challenges that you went through during hard lockdown, opening up a business.
Oh, Lady BM, I can't even begin to explain to you how tough it's been. So from having nothing, my wife, my family and I, we now own a coffee shop, and that to us is still at that time unbelievable.
Yeah.
We've been around a year now already.
Yeah.
And it also just happened, by the way. Yes, we had plans and everything, and there's another, that is another testimony on its own.
So that's why you have to come back.
Yes, definitely. But for now, all I'm going to say is it's been tough.
Yes.
Lockdown, this pandemic has really hit us hard.
Yeah.
We are still struggling at the moment to get to where we need to be.
Yes.
But you know what? The fact that we are open for a year tells me that there's favor upon the business.
Oh, wow.
And one thing I always say, and this is any customer comes in there and they ask me, how's business been? I said, then look here, I am just the manager of this business. Yes, my name is on the title deed, and yes, my name is there and whatever. But I'm just the manager. God is the owner.
Amen.
And,
I love
and
this.
And that part where the total surrender comes in again is when you hand everything over to God and you say, Lord, you blessed me with this business in August 2020, when it was a pandemic and when everybody said it's not going to succeed and it's going to fall down and it's not going to make it. You made it work for the past year.
Praise God.
So I trust you that you're going to take it further and that you're going to build this brand and you're going to take this brand, because at the end of the day, it's your business.
Yes.
Take management.
I love it. I love that humble spirit of yours, Jono. You say, Cheryl Wolskitz, I say, my motto, Jono, God gave me that gift. Mense sal altyd negative opinions oor jou het, juist omdat hulle weet dat God jou gekies het. So true, eh?
Amen.
So true. Nou ja, luisteraars, ons gesels met Jono en ek gaan ook later sy besonderhede, kontak besonderhede vir julle deurgee as julle na sy coffee shop toe wil gaan. Maar Jono, ons gaan net gou weer 'n breekie vat en ek wil jou baie dankie sê dat jy so geduldig is om op die lyn te bly. Ek wil jou nooit nou weer verloor na dit, asseblief. So ja, bly asseblief vir my op die lyn, asseblief. Ek wil jou nie gaan soek nie, hoor. So yes, mense, kom ons luister na 'n baie gepaste lied wat so inpas hier by Jono se wonderlike getuienis en net hierna is ons terug en dan gaan ons verder. Kom ons luister na Kleineman Reuters en hy sing vir ons sy pragtige lied Everything. Bly ingeskakel. Mense, ek het dit daarom nou geniet. John, ek weet nie van jou nie, man. Maar my stoeltjie gaan van die een kant naar die ander kant toe. Wow, the beautiful song. The beautiful song sung by Kleideman Reuters. Everything, with everything inside me, I'll praise you. En dit is waarvan my gas vandag, Jono, kan getuig. Jono, weer eens baie, baie welkom. En vir julle wat nou net so pas ingeskakel het, dis die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. En jy is ingeskakel op Radio Kaapse Kansel. Jou. Gunsteling radiostasie, jou daglikse reisgenoot. Jono, jy kan nie glo nie, ons het nog seker nog net so 'n paar minute, 15 minute, dan moet ek alweer vir jou tot sien sê, en ek wil nie, man, maar kan ek nou maak, nou waar was ons nou laas? Yes. Kom, vertel ons gou 'n bietjie van wat jy alles daar in die kombuis doen. Jy is mos ook 'n boba's kok. En nou, jy kan net kortliks vir ons verduidelik. Ek het nog gedink as jy vandag in na die ateljee toe gekom het, dan weet ek sou ek nou iets baie lekker gekry het. So,
definitely.
So I will have to let you come to the studio. It's a must. Okay, Jono, nou vertel vir ons bietjie van jou tuisgemaakte kos.
Ja, so Lady PM, ek hou van kos maak. And that's where the cheese squid coffee, that's where the cheese squid brand actually comes from. I've got a brand called The Green Grocer Cooks. It's on Facebook and I make homemade meals.
Okay.
So my forte that's what I do. Home cooked meals. Soos jou tuisgemaakte kos, soos jou breadies, jou curry.
Lekker.
That's what good is, because that's what I grew up with. My mom made amazing brown stews and forsie kos and tripe and trotters. I know people don't like tripe and trotters, but I love it. That's what I grew up with, and so that is who I am. That is what I do.
Mm.
I wanted to own a restaurant by now, but you know, God's will.
Yes, yes.
So I'm trusting Him. Or for the future plans, but for now, I cook at home. I do small little private events. If you want me to cook for you and your family at home, I can do that. It's not a problem. I'm not a qualified chef, but my family thinks I am. That is all that matters.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, so people can go and check it out on Facebook and see what I do.
Okay, so nou in dieselfde asem gaan ek jou kontaknommer gee vir die mense waar hulle vir jou kan kontak as hulle jou wil. Dalk iets reël met jou of jy by G-Square Coffee 'n draai gaan maak. Nou sy kontaknommer, die coffee shop se nommer is 066-204-8592. Kom ek herhaal dit? 066-204-8592. Sy e-posadres is gsquaredcoffee@gmail.com. Baie maklik. Gaan besoek hom ook daar op Facebook, Jono Green, J-O-N-O Green. En ook op Instagram, it's @Jono_Ross_Green. Nou ja, daar het jy dit. Ek weet, Jono, die oproepe gaan omtrent in stoom. En hier is nog 'n boodskap. Ek kan onthou die vorige keer, toe jy hier by my was in die ateljee, die mense omtrent vir jou gebel. Ag, en hulle het gou dry kom maak, hulle kom besoek daar. So ja, ons hoop dit gaan weer so wees. Ek dink hy het vir ons maak 'n bietjie van 'n probleem, maar kom ons luister gou net wat sê hierdie persoon vir ons. Goeiemôre Lady P. Jy is so 'n groot blessing vir my met die sprankelende Jesus liefde wat uit jou straal. Jono, jy inspireer my so baie met die motivering. Kyk in die spieël elke dag en vertel vir myself God het jou so lief. Dit kom van Valerie van Heidelberg, Gauteng. Jy het gesê, nee, jy's international. Baie, baie dankie, Valerie. Is lekker om vir jou saam met ons te hê. Jono, ek sê vir jou, hier gesels die mense baie lekker op 'n woensdagoggend. Jong, hier's iemand. Hier's iemand. Goeiemôre, Lady P, Sister Marie en Roslyn is in die huis. Welkom. Ek het gewonder wanneer dan. Welkom. Lekker altyd lekker om al hierdie luisteraars in die huis te hê. Maar nou ja, Jona, ons tyd, ons moet draf. Ons sal moet draf. Wat ek gesien, waar was ons nou gewees? Vertel ons 'n bietjie van daai koffie wat jy ook maak. Dis mos daarom G-Squared koffie wat ons ook vandag hier bietjie na vore bring.
So, G-Squared Coffee makes the best coffee in the Western Cape.
That's it. There you have it.
In the most southern part of the Western Cape. So we located in Musenberg. We have amazing coffee.
Yeah, give us the address.
The address is shop number 3, East Lake Shopping Center, Marina da Gama, Musenberg.
Otherwise, check us out on
Facebook, G2 Coffee. And yeah, all our details on there, opening times, operating hours and everything. We're launching some new things.
Ooh,
iced coffees and milkshakes.
And that is
something new, it's something awesome, something great. We've been playing around with different recipes and things, so it's amazing. Our guys are there at the moment. Our guys are serving. I've got my beautiful daughter Amber, who is the shop manager, and my son, who is 14 years old now, and he's a self-taught barista.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, I helped him, but it's self-taught.
Yeah. Wow, Jona, man. Jy het mos 'n pragtige familie, man. Ja.
They see it.
Nou ja, kom ons beweeg aan. Yes. Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie dieper. The COVID-19 pandemic also, you know, affected your loved ones. And also, you know, you knew people and people, they passed away during this trying time. What can you share with the listeners? I know that your there were so many people, you know, that was close to your heart. How did this affect you, Jona?
To be honest with you, Lady PM, there was a time that I felt like there was no feeling. There's just this numbness that's just come over, and I think a lot of people have experienced that. It's like you don't know what to say or how to feel anymore. Am I praying right? Am I saying the right things? Is God hearing me? So my mom and my brother had COVID-19. My mom has all the comorbidities. She's got asthma.
Sure.
And she had it, and she had it bad. But praise God, she never ended up in hospital.
Mm.
My brother, who is the fittest one, or at least let me rather say the second fittest one under the siblings, he also contracted, and he ended up in hospital with clots all on his lungs. And, you know, it was really bad.
Mm.
In the same time that they had it, my spiritual parents, they contracted COVID-19, and they both passed away. That was a huge knock, not only for us as a family, but for their family. And so now you're trying to help them and to, you know, be there for them, but your business is not doing liquor. Your family is also going through this whole recovery process, and we don't know what's going to happen today, what's going to happen tomorrow. And so this was just constant prayer, because that's all we can do is just pray.
Yeah.
And there was a time that I said to God, it's like, Lord, I don't know what to say anymore. It's like the same thing I said earlier on, I'm going to say that, because we were fasting, we're praying, we're on our knees, we are praying on WhatsApp, on Facebook. It's just prayer, everybody. And that is amazing, because we have this huge collective prayer that's going on.
Awesome.
But it's just like, is anything really happening? And what I saw was, when my mother was healed, you know, she's not fully out there or fully recovered.
Mm.
There's still the nagevolge and stuff like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I look back and I can just say, praise God, man.
Yeah. Amen.
And I think of the families who did not have that opportunity to hug their mom again, or to love, or to give their dad a kiss on the cheek, or, you know, what about those families? And
yes,
so it's a very trying time.
Mm.
It's very difficult. It's really emotionally and physically, it was draining.
Mm.
But you know what? God is still faithful.
Amen.
And God still pulls through. God still comes through. His grace is still sufficient unto us.
Amen.
His mercies are still new every morning.
Hallelujah. Sure.
And so he's still in control, and that's what I lean onto, and that's what I lean into, is that God knows what he's doing.
Yes.
And he's a faithful God.
Amen. In the same breath, Jonah, I would like you also to encourage those, you know, who have lost loved ones. How can you encourage them during this trying time? Especially, you know, around our theme today, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Is it really that easy, you know, when you go through these challenges?
You see, when David wrote Psalm 23, he said, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death,
mm-hmm.
I shall fear no evil.
Come on.
Because what the enemy's main objective is to rob, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
And how does he do that? He breaks down the one thing that we have, and that is faith.
Yeah.
So he attacks our faith, and he will attack our faith, and he will attack our faith, and he will attack our faith constantly. And if we are not grounded, if we are not in the Lord, and we are not with the Lord, then we have nothing, we have no leg to stand on. And so I want to encourage those who are going through those hard times, those who are still recovering from COVID-19, those who have lost family members, those who have lost loved ones, those who have lost partners, I want to encourage you this morning. Your faith is in Christ. God knows
Amen.
What you're going through.
Amen.
He is there with you. He's there in the trenches with you. While you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with you. His rod and his staff, that will comfort you.
Amen.
Find solace in the word. Find solace in your quiet time with the Lord. Don't neglect those things.
Mm.
And it's easy for us to say those things, but once you've gone through it, I've experienced great loss.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm talking about. It's not easy when you're in there.
Yeah.
But when you're in there, how God ministers to you in that time and in that is only because of how you know him and your relationship with him.
Yes.
Draw closer to the Lord.
Amen.
And find your comfort in him. Because when Jesus left here, and I know I'm talking a lot, but
no,
when Jesus left
please,
here, he left us a comforter.
Amen.
And that comforter is the Holy Spirit. Tap into the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, commune with the Holy Spirit. Communicate with the Holy Spirit. Draw strength. Draw your courage. Draw your comfort. Draw your power. Draw everything that you can't from the people around you. Draw it from the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is God manifested in you.
Yeah.
And so that's my encouragement to you.
Wow, powerful.
Stay close to the feet of God.
Powerful. Praise God for your powerful, powerful encouragement. Ja, luisteraars, ek gesels nog steeds met Jono. Hy's iemand wat baie laat ingeskakel het. Sy sê, hallo Filippine, jammer ek is laat. As hy soos 'n kind nou wat by die skool aankom. Ek het skoon vergeet, jy saai uit. Ek het besig geraak met wasgoed was en hy skoon. Maar eens het hy 'n verskoning vir die juffrou gegee, né? En dis Lida Kotse. Lida Kotse is in die huis. Laat of te not, sy is in die huis. En dan wacht ek.
She's here.
En dan is daar nog iemand wat sê, hallo Jono, thank you for your encouragement. Love you, brother. Cheryl W. Nou, wie is Cheryl W.? Nou moet jy my
Cheryl regel. Wenzel.
Cheryl Wenzel, of course, she's in the house. She said, sorry, I couldn't tune in earlier. Nog iemand wat by die juffrou verskoning maak. Cheryl, welcome. I hope to have you soon on my program as well. Cheryl Will, Ampersek Cheryl Wilske. Cheryl Wenzel is in the house. En nou, mense, gaan ons na nog 'n lied luister. En dan gaan ons terugkom en dan gaan Jonas seker nog net kans het om vir ons so 'n laaste bemoediging te gee en vir die luisteraars te groet en ek gaan weer sy kontaknommer ook vir julle weer gee en hier kom nog iemand baie sterk deur. Sy sê ek luister nog heeltyd, maar die laaste paar woorde is so waar. Groot is die Here. Tinka is in die huis. Tinka, ek het gewonder wanneer dan? Welkom. Sy is tog so 'n getroue luisteraar ook van Kaapse Kansel. Nou kom ons luister na hierdie lied, Die Bewaarder van Israel, so gepas by ons getuienis vandag. En Jono, ons is amper daar, hoor. Net na dit gaan ek jou groet, maar bly nog so vir my bietjie aan, hè?
Yes.
Alright. Kom ons luister na Die Bewaarder van Israel gesing deur Winnie Bester. Die bewaarder van Israel, gesing deur Winnie Bester. Ja, en ons gaan binnekort vir hom ook hier in die ateljee het Winnie Bester het vir ons gesing die bewaarder van Israel. Nou ja mense, ek gesels nog met Jonah Green, het 'n boodskap deurgekom. Lady PM, I just want to thank Jonah Green for blessing us this morning with his powerful testimony. I pray for increase, elevation and multiplication in every area of his life and his business. G-Squared Coffee in Marina de Gama serves the best hot chocolate, coffee and chai latte, my favorite. Thank you for a blessed program as always. Thank you, Ricardo Benetti, still in the house. So faithful, so faithful. God bless you, Ricardo. Nou ja, Jonadad, hy shout out nou vir jou gekom van Ricardo Benet. Nee, kyk, as hy luister, hy luister hy vol uit, ne? Ons moet net soms vir hom remind om die alarm te set. Verstaan jy? Want soms kan het nog al 'n bietjie van 'n probleem wees. Soos verlede week het die mense om so gewish met sy verjaardag toe hy nog bietjie, ek weet of hy laat ingeskakel, dink ek. Maar nietemin, hy is nog steeds op die lyn en hy is nog steeds ingeskakel en dis so wonderlik. Jonah, you were such a great blessing to us and
praise God.
We still have a few minutes left. I just want to give your contact details through to the listeners again. Nou ja, julle kan vir Jonah Green kontak by 066-204-8592. G-Squared Coffee. Jonah, ek moet nie jou eie nommer gee nie, ne? Net G-Squared Coffee se nommer.
You can give my personal number as well.
Yes, because they can get you on the WhatsApp line as well. Nou hier kom sy, hy het nou sy toestemming vir my gegee. Hy het gesê ek kan maar sy persoonlike nommer ook gee aan die luisteraar, so dis 079-137-5795. En vir julle wat dalk laat ingeskakel het, nou soos Lida en wie was het nog gewees? Oh ja, Cheryl het ook gesê, Cheryl Wenzel het ook gesê, sy het 'n bietjie laat ingeskakel. Daar gaan 'n podcast wees, dan kan julle luister daarna. Dit behoort binne 2 dae gereed te wees. En dan sal ek al die details en so aan deurstuur, maar julle kan net gaan na www.kaapsekansel.co.za, kypulpe.co.za, gaan kyk net daar en gaan search vir Coffee Date met Filippine en julle sal definitief weer na jou nou kan luister die wat dalk laat ingeskakel het of wat net weer voel, maar ons het dit so geniet. Ons wil net weer geïnspireer word. Jono, watter laaste bemoediging het jy nog vandag vir almal? Jy weet daar's mense wat werk verloor het in die tyd. Net so iets in die algemeen wat mense net gemoedere net weer bietjie kan lig.
So Philippians 4, which is my favorite book in the Bible, is Philippians. Right? So Philippians 4, verse 13, which is your theme for the day, is die tema vir die dag.
Yes, please.
I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Now, who is this him that Paul is talking about? It's Jesus, it's God. Right? So I can do all things. And why can I do all things through him who gives me strength? Because everything, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. So my encouragement to you, brethren, family, friends, listener, my encouragement to you today is surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Complete, utter surrender. Mm. When you surrender, that is the all things. I can do all things.
Yes.
It is when I surrender everything, all to Jesus, I surrender. That is when God will take your surrender, your sacrifice, and he will turn it into something good.
Amen.
He will give you the strength. He supplies your daily needs.
Amen.
That is my encouragement to you. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. Mm. One step forward, two steps back, another step, just you continue. As long as you're moving forward, it's a continuous movement. Move forward. Just go.
Amen. Thank you, Jono. En hier kom nog 'n boodskapie deur. Hi, Lady PM, awesome testimony. Ons moet 'n draai gaan maak. Hoor daar. Die mense sê hulle kom G-Squared Coffee toe en dit kom van Pastor Isaac Sheldon. Lankalas van u gehoor, shame. Hy is ook so bedrywig. Hy is so bedrywig. Baie dankie. Pastor Sheldon is in die huis. Hier sê iemand, hi, Jono. Thank you for all the wonderful encouragement. Encouragements, God bless you and your business from Ma Baker.
Amen.
Jy ken seker, ek weet of jy van Ma Baker ken nie, but baie dankie Ma Baker.
I know Ma Baker very well.
Well, she's in the house. knows. She's in
the
house.
Yeah, she's the one that bakes all the cakes for G Squared. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So ek moet vir my baker ook hier kry, né?
Yes.
Wow, yes. Dat sy bietjie meer kan kom gesels met G Squared. But Jonah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And my wish for you is that God will open many doors for you. And I know that you are such a humble guy and everything that you do is to the glory and honor of God. But thank you so much for blessing us today. And may I even open more kingdom doors for you. Net so vinnig, net so 2 minute, nie is nog eers 2 minute, net so een lyntjie wat jy nog vir ons wil sing, just to, as a last encouragement.
Okay. As a closing off, I just want to thank you again for having me. You know, it's always good to do the Lord's work.
Amen.
And you are doing a really good job, my sister. I really appreciate your ministry.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I said that I'm part of a group called World of Worship. And this is a song that Warren Hendricks wrote. And we sang it at our concert early in the year, and it goes like this.
2 minutes.
He has already died for me. He has already forgiven me. He has already set me free. Now I am living in victory. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving your life for me. I have the victory.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors, guys.
Amen. Wow, Jonah, ons wag vir hy CD, hoor. Ons wag vir hy CD om uit te kom. Nou ja, Jonah, thank you so much. I will be making a turn there at G Squared. En dan gaan ons 'n bietjie weer live, so maar daar in die coffee shop gaan ons bietjie weer gesels. Ek hoop ek kan môre kom. Ek hoop regtig waar ek kan môre kom. Maar so net dan kom ek op 'n ander dag, Jono, en jy het nog 'n voice note deurgekom, maar ongelukkig as gevolg van tyd sal ek dit nie nou kan lees nie. So stuur maar hy voice note weer volgende week in. En Jono, thank you once again. You were a great, great blessing and I can't wait to have you back with me in the studio again. May God richly bless you. Regards to Samantha. And your children, all of them who are supporting you, and you will definitely have to come back. So from my side and from Kai Pulpit, we want to thank you and have a blessed day, Jonah. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Praise God. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks, Jonah.
Much love.
Bless you. Bye. Nou ja, luisteraars, dit was Jonah Green, wat vir ons so geseën het. En was dit nie 'n awesome tyd in die teenwoordigheid van die Here nie? Maar moenie nou weggaan nie na die nuus. Dan kom het ons nog pragtige, pragtige propvol mooi boodskappe. Ja, Father's Love 12:00. En dit is natuurlik dit word natuurlik aangebied deur Pastors Bongani en Lendiwe Msibi. En moet ook nie vergeet nie, na die nuus ook Joyce Meyer met Everyday Living. Dan het ons vir Gilma Stander, 1:00 is sy op. Julle kan nie vir haar ook mis nie met Leefstyl. En so hier 2:40 gewoonlik, dan stuur ek ook 'n bemoedigende boodskap op haar program deur. Volgende week het ons vir Wilson Verlander in die huis en hy kom vertel vir ons van sy swaar kry jare as kind en wat hy alles moet, waaraan hy blootgestel was soos dwelms. Baie dankie aan elke luisteraar wie vandag so getrou ingeskakel het. Mag die Here julle ryklik seën en volgende week, dieselfde tyd, kuier ons weer lekker op koffiedייט. Ek gaan uitspeel met For My Good gesingde Lebo L. Tsani. Geniet dit saam met my en wees veilig. Baie liefde.
Kom raak aktief, geloofsaktief met Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.